Now back to business with a series of bold campaigns that have been built to excite a sales force first and their customers second. We'll begin with a topic that concerns every sales manager, motivating your salespeople. As you're about to hear, you can achieve results almost beyond belief if you're prepared to do something a little different and inject fun into the promotion. Our first guest is Richie Bloomfield, and when this interview was recorded, Richie was the sales and marketing manager at Coates Shawco, a division of the Coates Hire Group of companies. Richie, thanks for coming in. Can you explain the objective of the campaign?
Sure, it was a campaign to sell lasers. I suppose some of the older listeners might remember those as the older lights. They're mainly used on construction sites to measure levels.
And were these new products?
No, not at all. We've been selling lasers for at least half a dozen years, probably a little bit more than that.
And Richie, how much does a laser cost?
Between $4,000 and $12,000.
What type of businesses buy lasers?
Generally people who own or use earthmoving equipment.
And how often do the customers buy them?
It varies, but typically one or two a year. We've got a national sales force that have been calling on earthmovers and civil contractors for years. Our guys are fantastic at calling on people they know, but it's a bit like squeezing oranges. You don't get much juice with a second squeeze. We really had to find new business, so that meant directing our reps to look beyond their existing customers and find new doors to knock on.
Well, what did you do to help your reps meet the new buyers?
Well, let's start with what we didn't do. We didn't increase our advertising, didn't initiate a telemarketing campaign, and didn't mass produce any more catalogues than what we already had. Well, what we did is we provided them with something that was different than a normal brochure, and it was a jar of jelly beans.
And how many cartons did you produce?
We had 1,000 cartons, and that worked out to be about 40 cartons per rep.
How did you choose the new customers to call on?
Well, first of all, we asked them to nominate who they wanted to target, and then we reviewed those lists and just made sure they were definite potential targets of people who hadn't used us before.
Richie, when you explained the campaign to the reps, how did they react?
Well, first of all, some of them weren't all that excited about the campaign. They saw it as probably a bit of hard work, actually. They had to call on some new customers. But when they could see there was an opportunity for one of the reps and a customer to win a prize, a trip to the US, that's when they got excited.
Okay, so the campaign began, and at between $4,000 and $12,000 per laser, I guess you wouldn't expect too many sales on the first call. How did you encourage your reps to make regular follow-up calls to get the business?
Well, it was the refills that did it. We had small plastic bags of our orange, black and white jelly beans that filled the jar and kept the message on their desk. Every time the reps visited with the refills, they had something new to talk about. Every refill pack had a label with two products of the month that we chose to appeal to different users. The reps chose which laser he would discuss with the customer.
Richie, I can see that most customers would keep the jar, but why would they bother to keep the carton?
Well, the secret was to make the carton worth keeping. And here's what we did. When our rep called with the refill, he peeled off a small self-adhesive stamp and stuck it on the customer's carton. All the customer had to do was see their Coates rep every month, collect that month's sticker. When they collected all four stickers, they gave the carton back to the rep, and the carton became an entry for the grand prize. In our case, a trip to the USA or Germany. It's pretty simple. Keep the carton, collect the four stickers, and you might win the trip. So they kept the cartons, and of course, every time they saw those cartons, they thought of us.
And you had a monthly competition as well?
Yes, every refill had a couple of really easy questions about lasers. When our reps delivered the first refill, the good reps logged the customers onto our website and helped answer their questions. Then they marked our website as a favourite on their web browser. And we had a range of prizes every month, from MP3 players to cartons of Crown Lagers, to encourage the customers to log on and win the monthly prize. The whole intention was to generate traffic to our website.
So, it was the refills that kept the reps calling?
Yeah, they were. They were a really important part. Remember, most of these customers hadn't discussed lasers with a Coates rep before. They had to get to know us. So the refills gave our reps a light-hearted reason to keep coming back every month. It was those regular visits that established them as reliable and interested. In our industry, it's typical for a rep to make one or two calls on a new prospect and then just give up. With our campaign, they had to make five calls.
And Richie, as the campaign rolled out, how did you measure activity?
Yeah, look, that was easy. We had a national league ladder that we put together every month, and we measured the reps against a target, and they could see how they were tracking against their competitors or against their peers.
Well, The campaign finished 3 months ago. What were the results?
Yeah, look, it was staggering. For the 5 months before the campaign, we sold about $1 million worth of lasers. And the 5 months during the campaign, we sold about $1.5 million worth of lasers, so a 50% increase.
And how much did the jelly beans cost?
It was about $30,000, and that included everything.
Richie, just let me confirm that. You spent $30,000 on the jelly beans, and that produced an extra $500,000 in sales?
That's right.
And Richie, you said there was no additional trade advertising or promotion that might have made a contribution?
No, there was nothing else. We didn't do anything at all different with our marketing mix. It was the jelly beans that did the job. We're definitely going to run another campaign next year.
Yeah, I can see why. And did those monthly questions on the refill packs pull customers to your website?
Yeah, look, that was a secondary objective, but we got a really good lift in the hits on our website during the campaign, about 30% lift prior to the campaign.
Richie, you ran the campaign for 5 months to June. What happened when the jelly beans stopped?
We had a bit of a dip in July from the fantastic run rate of the campaign, but we're back on track and we broke a record in August and September was strong as well.
Why do you think the jelly beans work so well?
Well, firstly, it got our Coach Shorco logo in front of the customer's face, which is something a brochure just really couldn't have done. And the second one was it got our reps going back repeatedly and got them to form relationships with customers.
Richie, thanks for your time today. If anyone would like to speak with you about the campaign, would you mind if they called?
No problem at all. I'd look forward to it.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.